and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and leaders of the group of seven wealthy democracies met in Italy, and he showed support for Ukraine's fight against Russia's invasion. Day one of the G7 summit, White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Oswara is traveling with the president.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed a bilateral security deal with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The steps we're going to take to make sure that Ukraine has victory and that Russia does not prevail is continued support.
G7 leaders agreed to Biden's plan to lend $50 billion to Ukraine to be paid back using the estimated $3 billion a year in interest income from $280 billion in immobilized Russian assets. Patsy Wodak-Oswara, VOA News, Borgo Ignazia, Italy.
G7 summit turned to migration after promising tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
A summit meeting of the group of seven leading industrialized nations is focusing on migration on Friday, a priority for summit host Italy and its right-wing premier, Giorgia Meloni, who's seeking to increase investment and funding for African nations as a means of reducing migratory pressure on Europe. The gathering's also focusing on global conflicts and the spread of artificial intelligence. Perennial issues such as climate change and China also are being discussed, but some divisions have emerged over the wording of the summit's final declaration, with disagreement reported over the inclusion of a reference to abortion. I'm Charles Villadesma.
The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebel turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. That's what its leaders and experts tell the Associated Press, who journalists visited U.S. ships off of Yemen in recent days. This is VOA News. Over the weekend, leaders from nearly 90 countries gathered in Switzerland to discuss the path of peace for Ukraine. Swiss and Ukrainian governments organized the summit at the request of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. VOA Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze.
The peace summit follows the G7 summit in Italy, where countries agreed to use frozen Russian assets to pay for Ukraine's recovery. Speaking at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Berlin this week, Zelensky said the first priority of the Swiss summit was a solution for sustainable peace. Standing alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Zelensky said he hoped the summit would address energy security, the exchange of captives, the return of kidnapped children, and global food security. Nearly 90 countries, many represented by their heads of state, have accepted the invitation to attend. Russia has not been invited.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Switzerland.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to visit North Korea, the latest sign of deepening ties between Moscow and Pyongyang. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
As recently as 2017, Russia supported UN sanctions on North Korea. The world has changed, though. Now, Russia depends on North Korean weapons in its war in Ukraine. Both are searching for allies as part of their bigger struggle against the West, suggesting the cooperation could last. North Korea's satellite program is a likely area of cooperation. Recent North Korean launches have shown signs of Russian help. Putin appears to be looking for more ways to help North Korea, but much of that interaction would violate UN sanctions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa was re-elected by lawmakers for a second term Friday after his party struck a dramatic late coalition deal with a former political foe just hours before the vote. Ramaphosa, the leader of the African National Congress, won convincingly in Parliament against a surprise candidate who was also nominated, Julius Malema, of the far-right Economic Freedom Fighters. Ramaphosa received 283 votes to Malema's 44 in the 400-member House. 71-year-old Ramaphosa secured his second term with the help of lawmakers from the country's second biggest party, the Democratic Alliance, and some smaller parties. The World Bank has approved a $2.25 billion loan for Nigeria to shore up revenue and back economic reforms that have contributed to the worst cost of living crisis in many years for Africa's most populous country. The bank said late Thursday that the loan will help bolster measures to protect the poor as well as strengthen tax reforms and revenues. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.